love, and you know I love
you. Oh, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday morning. More impact weather rolling through parts of the province today. Thunder showers, strong winds closer to the evening, possible hail, even conditions favorable for a tornado, they're saying, especially in the southeast part of the province, which we saw. You've heard some and probably seen some of the video out of the Kipling area. Kids swimming in the ditches, so much water there. They got hit with a storm here as part of that storm the other night and potentially in the path of the storm that could be coming later today. Our news team will be tracking this along with Environment Canada. We'll keep you posted throughout the day as things develop. Okay, what are we looking at today? Well, the province of Saskatchewan working through a trade mission. Minister of Trade, Warren Kading, just back from China. We will check in with him to start the show, and we'll find out, you know, was it a successful trip? Would you define it as successful? What does it mean for the canola tariffs? We'll talk a bit about that. Premier Scott Moe joining us this morning at 9, fresh off an announcement that will be made this morning at 9 o'clock as well. So we'll find out what that announcement is, and we'll hear from the Premier directly just after 9 o'clock. A number of topical stories that we're following, what people in the forestry industry say about the wildfire management in the province. We'll check in there. What's the deal with this latest worry in the beef industry? Screw worms. Cases in Texas, none here, thankfully, but we will chat with a vet to understand what this is all about at noon today. Plus, throw in a chat about the federal government's AI strategy, the province's outreach of youth social media bans, knowing that the federal government tomorrow, reportedly, is announcing the first step in this province, or the federal government's announcement of a social media ban for youth under the age of 16. We'll learn more tomorrow. And how about Pierre Poilievre's speech in Calgary yesterday? I don't know if you saw or caught any parts of this speech. I'm going to say, best speech he's ever delivered. And it wasn't even to a very big crowd. I mean, I know it was played through media sources as well, but it was a small crowd at a Legion Hall in Calgary. But it was a good speech. We'll explore that a little bit more this morning. United States president getting booed at the Knicks game and then falling asleep on a couch. We have lots to talk about. Let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
When you think about important trading partners for our province, China is right up there. I mean, they buy canola, they buy peas, they buy potash, uranium, and beef. The relationship, though, has not always been smooth. We know there's always political tension. There's trade disputes going on. Last year, China imposed steep tariffs on several Canadian agricultural products in response to the Canadian tariffs on Chinese EVs. So it was a bit of a tit for tat. Earlier this year, Canada and China reached a temporary agreement that saw some of those tariffs suspended. Last week, Trade and Export Development Minister Warren Kading was in China in an effort to strengthen trade ties, promote Saskatchewan products, and maybe even extend some of those breaks from tariffs. That is where we start our show this morning, a check-in with Minister Warren Kading, who joins us by phone. Minister, thank you so much for taking the call.
Well, thanks for your interest in this, Evan.
Welcome back from China. You spent basically the last week meeting with business leaders, government officials in China. Maybe let's start with your biggest takeaway from the trip.
Well, China is an immense country. 1.4 billion people. I don't think we met them all on this trip, but we certainly found that China is a very populated country. And it is certainly an emerging economy. You know, they talked about 15 years ago, well, 20 years ago, maybe 3% of their residents were qualifying as the middle class. And what we're seeing now, that they're probably 35% of the residents are middle class. And that really provides so many opportunities for us to continue to support their economy.
Talk about how that works. Why is the measure of the middle class important for us as an exporter of goods?
Disposable income. There's more people have more money to spend on items now that are maybe even beyond a necessity. So what we're seeing is that they're looking for higher quality food. Well, we're good suppliers of high quality food. They're looking at more finished products. That's good. We've got a industry that can certainly support, you know, ag value added food products. They're looking for Canadian beef. I heard that loud and clear throughout the country. They are looking for copious amounts of energy, crude oil in particular, we happen to have, ample supplies of that. So that's what we saw while we were there, is that, and honestly, until you actually see it, you just don't see the opportunity there. And I'm certainly appreciative of the fact that I had that opportunity.
So can we talk a bit about any wins? Were there any inroads you feel that were made? I realize, and we've talked about this on the show before, trade missions obviously are often like building blocks. So one sets the step for the next, sets the step for the next. So it's not always that you come home with a signed memorandum of understanding. But I'm wondering if there were any things that you would classify as a win on this mission.
Well, I would say the win that I saw immediately is everyone recognizing what Premier Mo and Prime Minister Carney were able to accomplish in very short order by just having, Premier's been there, I think, three times now in the last couple of years. Prime Minister was there early part of the year, and how they were able to get the tariffs either reduced or eliminated in that one meeting was recognized and still talked about in the areas that we were. And I guess what we heard from that, and certainly that was the message that we provided as well, is that we recognize that December 31st is coming up quickly, and that's ultimately that next kind of milestone that we need to see that the tariffs were going to be eliminated or reduced until. And everyone we talked to, business, government on their side, said that needs to be extended. And we agreed wholeheartedly, and that was definitely the message that we provided every opportunity that we had.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good news. That was one of the questions I was curious to know is, will there be an extension of the break on the tariffs? The people you met with, were they mostly industry people? Were there some government officials there?
We met lots of industry. We met a lot of government in both Beijing and then in Jilin, our sister province, and then in Guangzhou. We also met lots of government as well as advanced education or university people.
Right. Chatting today with Minister Warren Kading, Saskatchewan's Minister of Trade and Exports. What did you hear that they in China that they find frustrating? Were there some problems that they asked you to work on or eradicate in terms of the trade relationship we have?
Well, when we talked to business there, the tariffs that were implemented by their government also hurt their bottom line.
Right.
We talked to a couple of crush plants, some food processors, and the cost of them to do business or to stick with Canada did hurt their bottom line. So we heard a lot about that when we talked to industry. When we talked to government, it was just the ability to reach out and have conversations with, say, our prime minister, with premier, or with trade ministers as they were coming through the country.
You know, as you and I are talking, texts, of course, come in. People are curious about this because we know the importance of trade. I think one of a few bright spots that have come out of what's transpired over the last year plus is a recognition of how important these trade relationships are. Some people still skeptical, though, Minister Kading, about trading with the country of China altogether because of the unpredictability there, because of how politics comes into play. I mean, I've heard many people, Murad Al-Khatib has been on my show saying, we cannot cut China out altogether. They are an important trading partner. So how do you balance that when you're talking with people in the province who say, look, we need to have these relationships, but also China, is it safe to trust these sort of trading relationships? Your answer?
Well, I look at it and say, China has 1.4 billion people. India has 1.4 billion people. Between those two countries alone, you're looking at probably 35, 40% of the world's population. You can't dismiss that market potential. And as I talked about early in the show, that growing middle income is really providing incredible opportunities for, if it's not us, it is going to be Australia. It's going to be the United States. It's going to be South America. So I look at that as an incredible amount of volume. They pay well. It's a high value market, and we cannot replace that. Is going to take an awful lot of work in so many more countries to make up that same volume of opportunity.
You know, I was reading a couple of stories recently, Minister Kading, about the importance that canola from Saskatchewan plays in the renewable fuel market. Is that something that any discussions would have covered while you were in China?
Yes, it did. And a couple of the crushing plants there were trying to build up volume to get into that market there as well. As China's no different than the rest of the world. You know, this conflict in the Middle East has certainly showed some vulnerabilities when it comes to a reliable, dependable supply of crude oil. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking, as everyone else in the world is now, looking at alternatives to a single source of crude oil, and that would mean biofuel. So we've certainly had that conversation there as well.
You know, I look at what we have, and we often talk about, I love the fact that our province is really in the driver's seat when it comes to the number of exports we have, but it always leads me to thinking about infrastructure. Is the infrastructure in place to get our goods to the China market and do so in an affordable way?
Well, certainly, as I've traveled internationally, I have heard from all buyers around the world that is the one concern that they've got, that we have had bottlenecks, we've had labor issues, we've had supply issues in getting a product that's been bought and paid for, delivered on time and in place when they need it. Mm-hmm. And heard the same in China. But they certainly appreciated the fact that our federal government now is committed to improving a national transportation industry, from improving ports to rail efficiency. They did appreciate, and very sincerely appreciated, the fact that there is a renewed focus on building and maintaining that infrastructure.
If you're talking to Saskatchewan farmers today, which you are even through this show, what is the message that you give them after this trip about the relationship specific to ag products and China?
Well, they need our products. They appreciate the quality of our products. If the one thing that I heard throughout the trip was, they recognize the quality of our peas, the quality of our canola is second to none. There is no one else that competes with that quality. They also need that on a regular basis. And in fact, they would like to start increasing the volumes of those over time. As we talked about earlier, they want to have price surety. They want to have, a tariff-free environment as well. So I have high hopes that we continue to have this engagement. They are very much looking forward to Prime Minister Carney coming back to China. I believe there's other federal ministers that have plans to come to China, and those are so important in maintaining relationships, because that's how China trades, is by building strong relationships.
Minister Kading, always appreciate you joining the program. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks, Evan. Appreciate that.
Saskatchewan's Minister of Trade and Exports, Warren Kading, back from his trade mission to China, hoping that we can keep this positive momentum, not just in the ag sector, but of course for all exports that go to that country. Infrastructure is always, though, always something that is talked about, especially for us in a province. We have so much. We have so much that the world needs. That's why the U.S., of course, is such a great trading partner for us, because they're right there. Pop it on a train, throw it on a truck, throw it in a pipeline, and get it to the U.S., who are our next-door neighbors. Some of these other markets, they are great. They are great trading markets for us, but we have to get our product there, and we have to do it in a way that the cost of getting it there doesn't jack the price up, that almost deters them from doing business with Canada. So to me, that's always the balance that we're trying to play. Let's take our break. Don't forget, Premier Mo will join us just after 9 o'clock. They have an announcement that they are making at 9 this morning, and we will hear it here first on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.